Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM, all in association with our lovely friends at Hutton View Care Home. Now on the phone, we've got one of the sponsors of Phoenix FM. It's St Francis Hospice, and we're going to be speaking to Sean and Anita. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning, Mike.
Now, you're the PR and digital commercial manager, aren't you?
Communications manager.
Communications
manager.
I've put com here. That's a typical thing, writing in your own shorthand and you can't understand a word of it afterwards. And we've got Sean on the phone, who's the assistant fundraiser. Morning, Sean.
Hi, Mike.
I want to talk to the pair of you about Christmas. How's Christmas going to go this year in St Francis, Anita? Because it's a completely different year than I've ever known in my 56 years.
Oh, absolutely. It's been, like we keep saying, it's a year like no other. And Christmas is always, a difficult and emotional time for people who are unwell and seriously ill, and especially for those who can't be with their, with their loved ones and they can't be at home. But, at the hospice, we things don't stop, and we do everything we can to put a bit of magic and to make it a special time for patients and their families as well. And, it's a different year, so we're not doing things in the usual way.
Yeah.
But, we've had some amazing donations, and very, very, we're very lucky with the incredible supporters we have. And thanks to their generosity, we're able to offer patients a little gift at Christmas, and that's something we always love to do. So every patient will receive a gift.
Wow.
Where we also would normally have a cat, what's really very special on the ward is we normally would normally have a carol service. But this year, because of the restrictions, and obviously so important that we keep everyone safe, we're hoping to find a virtual way of doing that. So maybe from our gardens, and where people can hear some carols, and just, it's just really creates a beautiful atmosphere that everybody can sort of at least hear the music going on. And for all of us, the meal is a big part of Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah,
we enjoy eating at Christmas. That's a fact, isn't it? But so we have our catering team are just wonderful, and they put on, the full sort of three-course meal with all the trimmings for patients who are able to enjoy that. And, for those who can't, they will, give them put on a specially prepared meal for them that, of their choice. And, what's really lovely as well is that we will still be able to, their families will be able to come in and spend some time with on Christmas Day and over the Christmas period with their loved ones. Because I know that's obviously a concern for people if they, to be on your own at Christmas is just never a nice thing.
Especially in a situation as it is at the moment. It's just, you don't want anybody being at home on their own.
No, and that's a really difficult time. So the staff really just go all out, really pull out all the stops to make it as special as it can be for people at this time. And just to say that really, even in our community and everything we do, our services just don't stop. We keep going. We're there to support people 24/7. And, again, it's been a tough year, and, really staff have gone, just doing everything they can. There's been a huge demand for our services. That's been an interesting thing this year. We've seen a real rise in demand, especially for our support services. We have an amazing team of volunteers that run our confidential helpline, Orange Line, which is, a really great service for, and it's sort of there to support people who are lonely, isolated, or maybe bereaved. And you don't even have to have a, contact with the hospice. You don't have to have had a connection, but it's there. And, they noticed a 50% increase in their demand for their services, because there are so many people feeling lonely and isolated at this time and just need someone to talk to. So there's a huge range of support that's out there, and it continues all over the Christmas period and into obviously next year.
It is that it's a really difficult time this year, because as I just said, you don't want anybody being on their own at Christmas, but you can't just turn up around someone else's house. It feels like you're having your hands tied, and you must feel like you're having your hands tied at the moment, Sean, as well, because you're the assistant fundraiser. So how do you raise funds without going out and collecting?
Yeah, well, we're doing many projects. Obviously, we've got our donate button on our website, which is brilliant. A lot of stuff is coming through. We've had so many Just Giving pages and Much Love pages come through to us, and it's absolutely brilliant. The support for St Francis Hospice has been unreal this year, which
Fantastic.
Is so great. One of the most exciting things which is coming up is we're doing a Christmas jumper day. So we're trying to get local businesses, schools, everyone in our catchment areas to try and help us by wearing a Christmas jumper and just donating to the hospice. We've done this free range, so you can do any date you like. But it's just absolutely brilliant. And the amount, as I said, of support that we've had of local schools and local businesses coming together just to help us just by wearing a Christmas jumper and donated from £1 to and upwards is absolutely brilliant.
Fantastic. And what sort of ideas have you got after Christmas? Have you got any of those in the pipeline we can hear at the moment, Sean?
Well, we've got some exciting things coming up. We're launching a bringing in Christmas gifts campaign, which will be absolutely brilliant. So any Christmas gifts that are unwanted or that you'd like to donate to the hospice, they'd be brilliant to come. And many more, but it's mainly just promoting our services, like our lottery, like our memory tree, and sponsoring a nurse that we're really pushing at the moment. So everyone can help us in many ways.
Now, the lottery is a fantastic idea because it gives you a big cash lump sum.
That's it.
Smack in your lap right before Christmas. So if anybody wants a lottery ticket to help you out and to try and help themselves out, is it all available on the website, Anita?
Yeah, so if you go to our website, you can download a sponsor form. And as long as you pop your signature on there, you'll be able to send it back to us and you'll be in our lottery. It's £4.37 a month.
Mike, I think another one that we should also let people know about is our Jingle Bell job. Well, we would, you know, St. Francis has been well known for our sort of Santa runs. And, you know, over the years, we've been painting the town red, usually around Dagenham. Last year, it was in Redbridge. But, you know, people have been coming together and dressing up to support us on our 5K run. But this year, we can't do that with all the restrictions. But we've got a virtual challenge that we'd love. Some people love to, you know, get out and about because we're all feeling very housebound.
Yeah.
So that's also something for everybody. You know, on our website, you can find out about, it's called our virtual, it's the Jingle Bell Jog, and people can choose. A bit like what Sean's saying about the jumpers, people can choose their challenge. You can run, you can walk, you can cycle, and you can do it any time you like. So that's a great way of getting the family together. And you can wear your Christmas jumper. You can wear, you know, get festive, and it's just a great way of, you know, getting out and, you know, helping raise funds too. But I think, yeah, a good way of getting fit. I think we all need a little bit of that as well.
We will do after Christmas, especially.
Yes.
I don't know if you're the same, but during any sort of lockdown that we've been through, I can't keep away from the fridge. What is going on? I need a big bolt around the side of it. What's going on?
I know.
That is so true, isn't it? I think I could reach over and open the fridge out without moving.
I'm seeing it.
Obviously, all the chocolates are coming out now.
Yeah,
so.
See, chocolates, crisps. Don't. Judge Judy on the telly, a cup of tea, and I'll keep going, crisps, chocolate, crisp, chocolate. And I can't move at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So hard, isn't it? So that's what we thought, actually, having a physical challenge might get us all a little bit motivated, because it is that hard time of year when it is cold and, you know, and it's Christmas where you just naturally do just tend to indulge more.
Yeah, you do.
So we've got something for everybody. So I think, like, if you go to our website, there's a real range of ways people can support us and find out what we're all about, really, and how we help people and how people can get involved if they wish to. So that's at www.sfh.org.uk. And also another great way to get involved is to follow and find out about us through our social media.
Yeah.
So it'd be great for people, you know, just to follow us on Facebook or on Instagram and Twitter. So that's, you know, a great way of just keeping up to date with what's going on.
Brilliant.
And obviously, as always, you can always call the hospice too.
Fantastic. Yes. Well, I'm going to put a link to the hospice underneath this interview when I put it on the website. And I wish you both, Sean, Anita, and everyone else at St. Francis Hospice, a fantastic Christmas and a wonderful New Year. And we'll speak to you again in the New Year. See how you're getting on.
Thank you
very much, Mike. Wishing you and the team a wonderful Christmas.